The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down I'm, in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Do not attempt to adjust your station. Do not turn the dial. This is not a mirage. This is real. I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show. Feels good to be back. Just in case there's any new people popping in right about now, and it's like, oh, hey, y'all, check out this new show called In Deep Show. Nope. We're not new. Just been a minute. Anyone that does listen to us will inform you and let you know that I am your man, Big B, and I do not do this show alone. Today I have with me the doctor.
What's up, everybody? I'm so happy to be back. Brothers and sisters been working hard, man. Conflict of interest when it comes to the scheduling. We're here today, though. Want to miss you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's and all that. If y'all hear from us till then. But we're back. We got something for y'all today, though. Stay tuned.
Did he say he so happy?
Did it sound like that?
I'm so happy.
You're so happy.
Oh no, you trumpet. Are your teeth sliding out?
You know what? I do have a few loose ones, so that could have something. And then if you add the blue experience, you know, you mix all that together, then there we have it.
Oh, Shadrach from the Frank Albert Show.
I fell. Be back.
Abba Uba Eba.
Y'all remember Shadrach. Old man needs to steal the Halloween candy and shit.
No. Side of the table. On the running side.
It's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hey, guys. Hey. We're here. And we miss you. Right.
All right.
Pretty much. Whew. Welcome back. Or to us.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that.
I was like,
welcome us back, too.
Right. We missed y'all for real. I know y'all don't think we did, but we did.
Yeah, we did.
We missed y'all.
How cute would it be to
some of y'all
pop in Black Podcasters United or whatever the hell it is and say, hey, y'all, I came across this new show called the In Deep Show. They all right.
They all right.
You know, something happened while we were away. Mm-mm. I have two crushes. Two, like, serious crushes that I really want to act upon.
No.
Oh. Yeah. One of them is Tiffany Haddish.
She's dope.
I found a new respect for her. Gosh.
Did you ever watch The Carmichael Show?
Can't say that I have.
It's probably on demand, but honestly, like, it was funny. It was like a updated version of like Archie Bunker, you know, All in the Family.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was funny. David Adlin Greer, Loretta Devine, and Tiffany Haddish was on that show.
Yeah. I never got a chance to sit still.
You know, the name sounds familiar, but I can't picture her right now.
Girls Trip? No.
Is that the one with the big butt? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. I got it now.
Okay.
She did something like a horse or something, or she does stand up, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
okay.
She was just on SNL.
Okay.
That's by Joe Pesci.
Okay. I got it there.
She's dope. Anyway, so who's the second?
Why is her name escaping me? I'm sorry, on the tip of my tongue.
You said she sang
as I
escape.
Wish she was on the tip of my tongue. Insecure.
Oh man, you just messed me up here.
God, it just. Yeah, it was
Issa Rae.
Issa Rae, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yes. What is it about her?
I don't know. It's just a few things about her.
She seemed like
I've only seen her in one light where I was like, eh. But I'm like, but doesn't that happen? Doesn't that happen? As if at one point you see your mate and you're like, not her best day, but still love her. You know, we all have that moment. Come on now.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, she's sexy.
Absolutely.
But she seemed, I don't know, a little demanding to me. Like, you know, she want to run
so?
Shit. Huh?
Is it how so?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know, but I can pick up on shit like that.
Sometimes. I mean, she's a, you know, actor, director. Like, you know, she's been doing, like, her own series for, like, a minute. I mean, I would assume from that part. But, you know, sometimes people, like, their personal and their professional are two totally separate things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good.
You know, like, I perfect example. Like, I told my friend, I said, there's relationship you and there's friend you. I don't know the relationship you because, you know, I see you in it and how you act towards people. But then, you know, I only know the friend side of you. Mm. Two totally different things.
That's a good point. That's
maybe,
a good point.
You know.
Yeah.
She might go in there 9 to 5, cracking the whip, pop, 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 pop. Mm.
Or it could be just the opposite. It could be real nice on TV and everything. But when you see him in public, can you please, I don't feel like signing any autographs, okay? And again, I guess it could be a bad day. I don't know. But that's just me. Until I meet her, you know, until Brian meets her.
Don't talk about my business.
All day.
Don't say that.
Yeah, okay.
I swear, I unfollowed somebody the other day because I don't know why. They said something, my bitch, blah, 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 and I didn't like the way they said it. I was like, oop, unfollow. I don't even know how you can say it in an endearing way, but it wasn't like an endearing something, my bitch, blah, blah, blah. It just seemed like a vitriol, like.
Just kind of stung.
Yeah, I was like,
it was the dude calling a woman a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, well, his woman a bitch. I was like, oh man, I hate to do this, but unfollow.
See, you know what? That's I don't mean to cut you off, but I never really call women bitches unless they say something or do something to me that, you know, and then I'm just like, that fucking bitch. And then that's it. It's not like I just say bitch. See, you see that bitch right there? I'll see now. You know, I don't just say it in general. You know, you have to really do something to me in order for me to just label you a bitch. And that's just for the moment. The next time I see you, we might be giggling and, you know, and everything. But if you say something to me that tick me off again at that moment, I'll be like, goddamn bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's not an expression, but that's just the way I feel at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, but I just don't say it. Hey, Brian, look at that fat ass bitch. You know, I don't just... That's just me, though.
I usually dress my bitch up a little bit. I mean, I don't just say, oh, she a bitch, blah, blah, blah. It's usually something added to it to kind of soften the blow of the actual word.
Like the bitch look good?
Like if like somebody cut me off. That big head bitch right there, goddamn. You know, something that just kind of takes away from the... attention.
Hit them hard and then pick them up. Knock them out and then pick them up.
You know, and then I'll mix in an occasional hooker to replace bitch. You know,
I think hooker is a little softer than bitch, though. No?
I guess.
Two hookers over there, cute. You should go over there and holler at them.
Right.
I mean,
not. I mean, if you think about it though, when you a bitch, it's got to be attitude and some else, some other shit. But a hooker could just be a hooker. You know, she just look like a hooker. Hey, look at the hooker.
I saw one last night. I was like, that chick look like she should be on a stroll.
Mm-hmm. And she probably the same, bro. I get mad when somebody say something to her. What's up, baby? I'm not your baby. You should have had on
no, I don't think so. I think she had on an outfit where she would have been like, thank you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was like a...
What street was she on?
She might have been one.
No, well, no, I'm just kidding. No, she really wasn't. But it was interesting. She had on like this bodysuit, cat suit. I was like,
she had on the cat joint?
I was like, that joint looked like it's from like it was like an Instagram okay. Fashion Nova.
Hold on. Cat suit. What area were you in and what time was it?
Here we go.
Why? Do you think you saw her?
I mean, no, because I mean, that could be suitable. It could be suitable.
Well,
on
only reason why, because where I was, there was a party going on,
and
I think it was her party outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that very thing.
How did she look in it?
For all my DMV people.
Long story.
Wawa that just opened up downtown. And I was in there with a few of my friends and, you know, waiting or sandwiches or whatever. But I just took a moment to kind of just look around. There was a good 40, 50 people in there. And I was like, I mean, you know, everybody's, you know, the clubs are letting out. Everybody's in there. They got their best club outfits on and all that. I just tapped my man. My buddy was with, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or whoever he was with at the time.
Probably.
And I was like, pick one person in here that you would actually feel comfortable taking home and saying, hey, mom, this is my girl, so-and-so. And we just sat there for like 20 minutes, like.
We got to wait for some more to come in.
I might.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Sometimes, you know, when you go out in club attire, it's not the same thing like you would go home to meet somebody's mother in. You know what I mean?
I can dig it, but honestly, Queen, I tried my best to look past that.
Yeah.
And I tried to look past that, like, I tried to look at that every day. I'm like, okay, you going to the club, so you kind of want to extra yourself up. And a lot of these chicks, don't ask me how I know, a lot of them look like they didn't even take a shower before they went to the club. They just look ran over and now, ran through. And
what time was this?
And where were you?
About 3:30.
Okay, I mean, come on, man.
It was hookers.
No, it was people leaving the clubs. I'm like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, I'm going to need you to cut somebody some slack. Because by that point, you got your shoes off. If you that girl.
Your head just sweated out.
You know what I mean? Like, your makeup may have slid down your face. Mm-hmm. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how hard you were going.
There you go.
Those,
if you were breaking, you know, you got the sweaty little spots
at
in your arm.
I'm just looking at the overall. I'm like, I'm looking, I'm listening. And it was just...
I mean, everybody in the Wawa at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., they're drinky. And, you know, you just need something to go on your gut so you can make it.
Yeah, a couple of hot dogs and shit.
They don't do the hot dogs.
They
sandwiches. They're sassy.
Section.
Okay.
Good sandwich. Actually, they're really good. Grilled cheese.
Couple more trips to Rehoboth.
They need to bring some motherfucker to Royal Farms down there.
You know there's like a new one up the street and around the corner.
I'm talking about like downtown. God damn it. I bet you they will make a lot of money with that motherfucking chicken.
Their Wawa is going to be killing.
Yeah. That Wawa is.
I'm just saying. It's going to be killing it.
Oh, Wawa is pretty good though. Well, the ones I've been
I'm saying like even the one up the street. Like the sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Grilled cheese. The paninis.
Wawa versus Sheetz. I'm personally a Wawa man.
I've never been to Sheetz, so I don't know.
I was going to say that, too. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, really.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
And then something about their name. I just feel like that's who owns them.
Well, there you go.
So it's like the Wawa and then the Sheetz, right? Like right by each other?
Where?
Up the street. What's the joint that's right across from the Wawa now that's new?
Where's the Wawa, y'all?
Royal Farms.
No. Mm-mm. Something right by the Wawa opened up, like, literally in the parking lot.
Oh. I don't know if it's open yet.
It's open. It's been open for, like, months. Yeah, it's open. Trust me, you know I go to the Wawa down the road.
I was there 2 nights ago.
It's open.
There was nothing open over there.
I don't know if you're thinking of the same thing I'm talking about, but yeah, it's always like the parking lot next door is always packed.
Yeah, I mean, where the, you talking about where the,
just tell us to move the story along.
How about that?
Nobody want to hear this shit. These people don't even live around here. They like, these motherfuckers.
Some people do live around here.
Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. I'll keep drinking.
How about that?
I'm just like, that motherfucker just move us
I'll
on.
I'll do something with myself.
You remember this.
Right. So when it come back, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck yeah.
When I kick your chair, right, you remember right, that. Anyway, but right. Yeah. It's like right there.
We'll drive past.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, do that.
All right.
I asked y'all, I'm like, what street y'all talking about? I don't know
the street.
I know the street.
I was going to say, he know the street. I just know how to get there.
You know the street, the intersection. You don't know it? It's not too far from the club.
What are you talking about? So you two stories back. You two conversations back. We all the way over here around the corner. You back there. Yeah. Talking about sheets.
Anywho. All right.
Trying to rush somebody. Smack your
put
goddamn
a rush on me. Want to punch you in your head.
In the head. Punch me in the head.
Tie out. Anyway, that's my way of saying I miss y'all.
Okay. Punch me in the head.
I did.
I'm just happy to be off.
All right.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We've been out the loop for a minute. Okay, so.
Some of us we have been caught up with everything.
I'm like, go ahead.
Oh, okay then. Well, I have been out the loop for a minute. So I felt it's time for me to speak on a little sexual allegations. Just a little bit. I'm going to touch on it. Just a little bit. Okay. Hey, y'all remember back in 2008-2010, quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger? Okay, y'all remember he was accused of assaulting, I think it was a lady in a bar or something.
Ladies,
like that. Yeah, one lady in the bar, then another lady somewhere. Well, I don't know. Both of them could have been in the bar. Well, anyway. But anyway, this lady, her name is Claudia Jordan. I think she's an actor, or ex-actress or something like that. She used to be on The Housewives of Atlanta.
She was on the Ricky Smiley show for a minute, too.
Was she? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, she's saying since they going way back in the day with all these sexual harassment suits, they should, go back to Ben Roethlisberger and check in on his ass. And I think that's right, too, since they going back on everybody else. But the funny part about it, though, and I don't know whether she was just joking or not, but the Pittsburgh Steelers played the New England Patriots today. So I don't know whether she was just saying that or she was real sincere about them, getting back at him about the sexual.
She was probably sincere.
I think so. But at the end, she was like, yeah, because the Pittsburgh Steelers, they only beat the Ravens by 1 point last weekend. So they're not really on the Patriots level anyway. That's why I said that. But why not? So yeah, they messing with everybody else about the sexual assault shit.
But isn't there a bit of a difference, though? I mean, didn't those situations sort of run their course of being investigated and all that stuff and found to be whatever the hell the situation was, as opposed to a lot of these senators and high-profile people that it's just now coming to light for the first time? You know what I mean? It's like...
Are you trying to say, why she bringing up old shit?
In a sense. I mean, not even just bring it up, but it's like it was brought up. It was investigated.
It
was
over with.
Found to be whatever the hell it was to let it lay. And it's are you just trying to muddy the waters just to, throw something against the wall to see what sticks?
See, I can't really speak to it enough because I can't remember what happened in those cases. Like, I don't know if it was like oh, I didn't do it, and it got dismissed, or if he actually got actual charges brought against him.
And the police talked to the girls, and they were like, well, the police were Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and like,
well, that hush money ran out.
That's what I was getting ready to say, too. That's what I was getting ready to say,
I don't know enough about
how much was an investigation was there. I mean, you can talk to a person and say, I talked to him, okay, we investigated.
I want to use this time here on this air to break the news that tomorrow morning I'm actually going to be coming forward, because I really feel like my parents ain't had to beat me the way they did, and so I'm bringing charges up against them.
Nobody cares about black people getting beat, just, you know, by their parents. I mean, that's like, we'd all be suing our parents. I mean,
and I also want to bring allegations up against my second grade teacher. She ain't had to look at me the way she looked at me that one day in class. I felt creepy. I just really felt creepy and everything. So that's why I bring that up against her.
Ew.
Well, how did she look at you? Like,
she kind of looked at me like,
you can get it.
Sit your ass down? Because that's kind of like what your eyes are saying to me.
She just kind of looked at me. But I was uncomfortable. Isn't that what's important?
She was probably telling you to sit your ass down.
But I was uncomfortable. Isn't that what's important?
Because you were probably doing something you weren't supposed to be doing.
But I was uncomfortable. What, you guys?
You was
victim shaming me now?
How can you be uncomfortable? Since you want to fuck with me.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
I am.
This show is early, and you got a lot more talking to do. Are you serious?
You're right. You're absolutely right, Brian. All right.
Come on, Thumbelina. Let's get it together.
But anyway, I don't know about him. And I was uncomfortable.
You was
uncomfortable.
I told you. That didn't take long.
Ain't that guy. You made that up.
Nugga.
All right. Well, I don't know. But I don't know.
Can we just not? I mean, we're not going to make light of people's situations. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I just want to put that out there. We're not making fun of people's situations. Right. You come out. I will speak for me. I'm sorry. I won't speak for y'all. I'm not going to make light of somebody's situation. You know what I mean? Like, whenever you decide to come out with it is whenever you decide to come out with it.
Exactly.
To me, there's no statute of limitation.
Because I'm going to tell you, I had a couple of teachers. They could have looked at me, and I would have been all right with following through and everything.
Well, we've already talked about some of your stories where you need the therapist couch. So, where it's like, you know that was assault, right?
Do you think
right?
that really works? Therapy?
Absolutely. For some people, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I mean, if you have the right therapist, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it does work.
Okay, let me move on to another. Is this a sex joint? Oh, yeah. There's three women coming out now saying that Donald Trump, you know, did some inappropriate stuff to them, too.
What in
Inappropriate?
Okay. Hey. We're not about to do this the whole show.
Let's roll with it. Let me see. Jessica Leeds, Samantha Halvey, and Rochelle Cooks. Okay, one of them said, Ms. Cooks said that Trump kissed her, you know, forcibly kissed her. Just grabbed her ass, slobbed her down and shit. And Ms. Leeds claimed that Trump grabbed her breast. You know, just grabbed them and squeezed them. Shit, you know, did this little thing. Did what she said. Now, this is what she said. And the other broad said that, I'm sorry. The same girl, Ms. Leeds, said that he also put his hand up her skirt, you know, fondling her on the trip to New York while they were in the plane. All right. Now, this happened more than three decades ago. So, you know, I'm pretty sure nothing's going to come of this. Because this dude here, he just getting away with lying to the FBI and doing all kinds of shit. Ain't nobody doing shit to this bad. Ain't nobody impeaching, talking about impeaching. Well, I guess there's a few people talking about impeaching. But
not a few, but yeah.
You know?
Probably nothing's going to happen.
Exactly. How are you going to do all that? Had he been Obama shit, his ass would have been out the second month he was in. That's it. Our girl, Karrueche Tran, Chris Brown's old girl, man, she getting around. What? I don't know. She must got that good box or something. Or I don't know what it is. But anyway, we know she used to mess with Chris Brown. Okay, and then she moved on to my man Quavo from Migos. And now she messing with Victor Cruz. Okay, the ex-Pro Bowl, Super Bowl champion. and everything, man. I don't know.
How's she getting around? And that's like three people.
That's not. I need. Want me to tell you some more?
I mean, I'm just saying that's probably no more than anybody else in the industry, like guy wise too.
I mean, but my thing is, she who is? I mean, okay, she used to mess with.
You know what I'm saying?
A guy with 100 girls is a hero. A girl right. with 100 guys is a zero.
Right. I'm like, that's whack. Because, I mean, I think they say the same thing about, like, J-Lo. And, but, like, look, you look at Leonardo DiCaprio. That motherfucker got, like, a Rolodex of, like,
and what's
women
what's
and models. And
guitar.
John Mayer,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about him. I still have a love-hate relationship with that. Right, mother hunchy. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, so, you know, she's just out here living her best life. She's all single.
Right. Uh-huh.
I mean, she's single.
She's keeping it moving.
You know what I mean? Like, she's dating. Don't mean, you know, just because you hang out with people, you're sleeping with everybody, though. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that.
Yeah, you're right. They could just be going to the movies and shit and eating popcorn and stuff.
You don't know.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Last but not least, Marty Marr. Okay, now, hey, do y'all remember him being on What's Happening Now back in the day?
Who? I didn't even get a name.
Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
Martin Lawrence.
On What's Happening? No.
You don't remember him? That's uh-uh. where he first got his start.
No,
on
I
What's
don't
Happening
remember.
Now. He used to work in a restaurant with Big Shirley. Okay, remember that was What's Happening, and then they came with What's Happening Now mm-hmm. when what's the name owned the restaurant? Roger.
Yeah,
and
his wife. I just don't remember. I don't remember.
You don't remember Martin Lawrence? He used to work in that joint. He was like a little waiter. But anyway.
Why gotta be little?
Because he was little, motherfucker. He was a little skinny then. Okay, if you look at him then, look at him now. You'll see what
I don't remember.
You probably didn't really watch it, though. You probably were watching, like, Andy Griffin and stuff.
But I'm not as old as you. Probably
just,
not.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not in my 50s.
Why are you trying to look for a white show, though?
Right, I'm like, right. He could have said anything. He could have said anything else besides Andy Griffin.
Oh, okay, well, Hannah Montana. Shit, damn it, I don't know. What was happening then? What was happening around?
It wasn't Hannah Montana.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Brian, come on.
Keep it moving.
Y'all the same age, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're 15 years our senior, yes.
Okay, right. Well, I'm saying, what's the show that was going on with What's Happening Now?
No, don't get me wrong. I remember What's Happening Now. I just don't remember him being on there. Yeah, I mean, I remember, come on, Rerun. He was at the concert with the
tape. See, Rerun was on both.
Okay. Okay, well.
What are you on What's Happening Now, too? All of them were except for the mother.
I'm saying that one scene, though, that was What's Happening.
Oh,
okay. With the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, yeah, it was the Doobie Brothers, yeah. Okay.
That boy good, ain't he?
I know I remember the show. I just don't remember the show, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think everybody was on it except his mother.
I think most people know What's Happening because that was syndicated longer than What's Happening Now.
Okay.
Right, yeah, because that John went 1 year?
Yeah, like 1 or 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
anyway.
That was when Dwayne was looking real creepy.
Was he looking like druggy?
He was looking like rapey. I'm rapey, trying to come out the closety.
Hey.
Yeah, the mustache was gone.
Okay.
But anyway, y'all know since then, man, Martin went on to do a Def Comedy Jam. Oh, did y'all know when he was in high school, he was like a Golden Glove champion? And he had dreams going to pro, but his eye got messed up.
Mm.
You know, but he did say that. He said that in a couple of his comedy jumps that, you know, he was good with his hands until, you know, he got hit. He's like, you know, I got to try something.
That was me in track until I fell over the...
The hurdle?
It's done.
You fell over the hurdle?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's funny because that happened to me too, right? I think it was in gym. We had to run around them jumps and jump over the hurdles and run around. I did good like for a couple, 3, 4 of them. And then I kind of started to gas up. I started to gas. And my boy John, that's what he did. He was in the track. So he next to me. So I'm like, I can't let him beat me. You know, so we running, you know. And he doing his little stride thing. You know, he, like I say, you know, we went to go over, I think it was the 4th or 5th jump. I couldn't make it. I knocked the hurdle down. I fell down. And, you know.
There was a hat.
Huh?
A hat?
I got 2 jumps.
Oh, I was
the
like,
head one.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. There was a hat on top of the do-rag?
Right, both of these are the same thing. This is double insulation.
Oh, okay.
But anyway. Yeah, man. I couldn't make it over that other jump. But it was funny because I tried.
So is Martin still alive?
Yeah, I was going to say, where are we going
with this? I'm getting ready to get back into it. Okay. Give me a minute to focus. God damn. You know, from there, he went on Def Comedy Jam. He did a whole bunch of movies. I mean, you know, I didn't realize how many movies he did, but he did a lot of them. Right. And, you know, they were working on Bad Boys 3. But they said Will Smith's availability got a little sketchy. So everybody just dropped out the whole joint. He went through a lot of, you know, a couple of divorces, and then he got married again. He had some health issues where he, you know, he was running or whatever. And, you know, I don't think they're really telling us the whole story.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Remember when he had on
when
that
he
whole...
collapsed? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had on that, like...
They saying it was exhaustion.
No, wasn't he like in the middle of the comedian and he had a gun and all that?
Right. But they say that shit happened twice. Uh-huh. So they must have covered up one of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, like I said, they had a couple of divorces. You know, he was going through a whole lot of personal stuff and all that kind of stuff. So he kind of pretty much chilled out. But he did a couple of comedy jobs after that. You know, so people thought he was on his way back. But they were saying that his comedic style kind of changed up a little bit, kind of pretty much slowed him down, and so I guess he's not doing too much anymore. But I got a feeling he's gonna come back to do something.
No, you know, he does. I mean, he's a funny guy.
Right. Or he could be at the point where I made so much money, you know, I'm good.
Like Eddie Murphy.
Did something like recently happen with Martin that brought this story up?
Huh?
Did something recently happen with Martin that brought this story up, or was it just a random walk down memory lane with Martin?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ain't nothing
happening. I'm waiting for the climax, and I'm like, I feel like I'm going to walk away with blue balls on this one.
No, it's just like, what happened to this, you know, what happened to this actor, whatever happened to this person.
Oh, okay,
you know,
okay, where are they now? Type thing.
Yeah, type of thing. Okay. Yeah, that's all right. You know.
All right.
But anyway.
Any 10 things that we never knew?
Yeah. Not right now. Oh, I tell you what. I tell you what story could have been one. Do y'all know who John Voight's daughter is?
Angelina Jolie.
All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. There's one right there. If you didn't know, she just told you. That includes my diagnosis. And stay tuned. We'll be back. How about that, motherfucker?
You know, when we were in...
It's been a while, Nick.
Give him some credit. I thought he was going to have some stories from like 2 months ago. So give him a little break.
He does.
Asshole.
You still an asshole?
Little
even though it's been a few months?
I don't think that's asshole, but...
Ish.
That's not... No, I don't... No. I'm just saying.
Both sides.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying to help you. Give you a little bit of credit.
Trying to help me help him.
I'm just saying.
Boop. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
This
and
was it stuck burns, in my head burns, the whole burns, time when I was away.
The ring of fire.
Why?
The ring
I watched
of fire.
Walk around.
I fell into a burning ring of
we'll be
fire.
Back.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns. Burns. Ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call
their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, there's carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share.
Welcome back to another jazzy edition. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening.
Welcome
thank
back.
You for sharing the show as you do. We really appreciate it. And I know you may not believe this, but we really do miss you guys, or we really did miss you guys. So shout out to Rashani from Single Simulcast. He shared some really kind words on Facebook. And shout out to Teddy from the Black Astronauts podcast. He as well shared some kind words. So, you know, we appreciate that. I mean, like I said, you might not think we do, but we do. Anywho, so let's get into some old ass feedback. Since we have
prehistoric,
some old.
I'm just saying.
That sounds like a segment.
Right.
Old ass feedback.
With the In Deep Show.
Before Christ.
Uh-oh.
I remember when people used to email me.
Right. Now they're sending text messages and flashing and all that
electricity
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But so this is when you hear it, you'll understand why I mean old ass feedback. So, what up, IDS? Hope all is well. Question. Hey, Doc. How's the non-smoking campaign coming along? So before I finish, I'm going to let you answer that.
Still going on, baby. It's like a year and a few months now.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Feeling good. Working hard, breathing good. You know, now I'm trying to get my wife on it, you know, but that's some work right there. But thanks for your concern, brah.
That's cute. So he said, keep those cancer sticks away because we need you here for a little while longer, buddy.
All right. I'll be here a little while longer.
A little while.
Yeah, a little while.
Okay. But on to the Big B Rude Boy situation.
There we go.
Look, we're all family here. I think Rude Boy took it a little further left than it should have gone. It was all in fun. Take it from someone who a few years ago took a situation further than it should have gone and ended up losing a friendship because of it. It was something I had to grow and learn from. But at the end of the day, it was jokes and really wasn't a need to clap back on how old you guys were.
It's just me.
We don't care.
The other two still a little young.
We don't care. Well, oh, wait a minute. He said, well, except Doc. He said that.
Oh, who said that? Who said that?
Wait, hold on. Let me finish what it says. It said, well, except Doc. That nigga's really old. Oh, talking about he's seasoned. Nah, bruh. You just old. LOL. JK. JK. Hey. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. It's all good. I am, though. Fuck.
You are. But seriously, though, the Redskins Eagle jokes are funny to me. Times is too crazy to be serious. Hopefully y'all spoke and cleared the air. Oh, and speaking of the damn Redskins, SMH. How you gonna let Dallas come into your crib, take your cereal and milk, then sleep with your woman? SMH. I guess when you want to do something done right, you do it your damn self. Y'all be easy. And that was from Kmart.
Kmart. It is what it is, man. Right?
Kmart.
You know how you shut comments down like that when they talk about the Redskins? Say, you're right, and keep it moving. Like, no, I don't even feed into that shit. I mean, you can't. I can't. I mean, I can, but for what? You know?
Hey. Shit,
it's over. It's over for this season, is it? And that's that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no more. Well, maybe if we win the next two games, there's no more of that, you know? So. He's right.
You see,
that's me being old.
I'm going to reserve my response to Kmart for a couple weeks.
Uh-oh.
I think all that I'm going to say for now, I've already said on Facebook in a recent post. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right.
All right.
Cool. There you go.
So, back to old feedback.
Old ass feedback.
This feedback so old, it's on the reel, I got it.
Good boy.
All right, let's see what we got. What is going on? Hold on, that's...
What is in the world?
Yeah, that's some...
Y'all want me to sing a song?
No, we're good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for offering.
Mm-hmm. I tried.
Cool.
It's dead air.
Howdy,
there we go.
What's good? It's your boy Stone, a.k.a. Stone the Terrible, or Stone El Terrible for my Spanish-speaking people. So I just got through listening to Dayton Sucks. So I got a few things to say.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. No, save that.
Yeah, that was
wrong show.
That was for another show.
Wrong. Which we actually need to do another taping of that show. I don't know if we'll get another one before the year end, but
I'm sorry.
So, send in your questions to that show too, so we can keep it going.
Absolutely.
What's going on? What's going on in Deep Show? Wishing y'all happy, past Thanksgiving. Man, some of us are out of work, and I totally forgot to call y'all back, call a little earlier, but better late than never, you know what I'm saying? Better late than never. But yeah, hopefully y'all had a nice one, So who cooked, man? Big B probably threw some down. Queenine? Doctor? I hope your ass dead out the kitchen, man. Ain't nobody trying to get poisoned or nothing. And I know your family members, you gave them a whole bunch of wrong information, didn't you? But yeah, man, hopefully y'all had a good time with the loved ones, man, if y'all had any come through the city or whatnot. As for me, two of my sisters moved out of town. One moved about 2 hours north of Dayton. And then the other one moved to Atlanta, which is about 9 hours away from Dayton. So that's about it. So it was just me and my mom and dad, man. And, well, my kids, that's about it. So Thanksgiving was a little small, Had a little leftovers from my family and friends since I had to work. But, yeah, it was all right, though. I ain't complaining. But, yeah, man, will I let my specific other date go to dinner with their ex? Shit, I'll be like, hey, is he paying for it? Alright, shit, go ahead and make sure you take it to go, to go plate. Bring me some food. But yeah, man, I'll be like, yo, just bring me some food, man. As long as he paying, I ain't got nothing to worry about, what I'm saying? It's all about trust, man. But yeah. That's my feedback. Hopefully y'all doing good. Fly, go fly. Root Boy signing off. All right, y'all. Peace.
First of all, man, I can cook. I don't know what you talking about, though. I guess that would get down. Okay? Yeah, you check the records now. Go back 1,000 shows. How many shows we did?
Feels like 1,000.
It was, huh?
I said it feels like 1,000.
I know, right? But happy belated Thanksgiving, bro. You and yours, and yeah.
Absolutely. I cook nothing, sir. I definitely was in chill mode.
I wasn't even in the country, so.
Yeah. So
but it was great.
It is.
I mean, even though the family was a little smaller this time. Still glad you had a great Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. Cherish that.
Thanks
Cherish
for checking
that.
In, bro.
No doubt. Let's
much
move
love.
On to
much
next.
Love. In Deep Show, it's your boy BTG. Where the hell are you niggas at? I mean, I'm asking, okay? I need an answer. Thanksgiving is coming up. FedEx does have a same-day delivery option
You know what I mean? So whatever y'all got going over there, you know, y'all can, you know what? I was going to say, you know, everybody can just send something individually, but no. I'm going to say just send an overall plate. Just send me a big old plate, and then everybody can pitch in on a same-day delivery. You know what I mean? I would definitely appreciate it, but I want y'all to be safe out there because, I mean, if it's one thing that I hate about the holidays, it's definitely gotten to drive or being in them streets, man, because these assholes don't know how to have a good time just sitting in the house and drinking. So y'all enjoy the family and friends and that food, and after that, let's get ready. Let's get ready for that. Well, we got to get ready for Christmas, too, but let's get ready for that New Year, y'all. Okay, love y'all and hear from y'all soon or talk to y'all soon. All right.
BTG for president.
There you go. What's up, nephew?
And where's our plate?
Yeah, how about that?
No, we ain't had nothing to eat. Send us a plate.
Yeah. Wasn't he the one that we talked to one time? Sound like he was in the cafeteria.
No, that was Kmart.
Oh, that was Kmart. Okay. Chris, say shit. What's up, nephew, man? Hope your Thanksgiving was good. And yeah, like you said, man, we received plates too. Since you talk about FedEx with that overnight stuff, man. Oh, and you know what? As a matter of fact, I did make a few sweet potato pies and some potato salad too.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. I'll usually do that. Everybody usually every Thanksgiving has their own little thing to make, you know. Then we all go to my mother-in-law's house and, you know, have an eclectic food extravaganza and get down.
Get
them what? What? And you know, to be honest with you, I didn't even eat Thanksgiving.
Why?
You know what? Because we have me and some of my wife's family, we're like clowns. And mm-hmm. we get around and start joning on each other and talking about stuff. But before you know it, it's time to go. And I didn't even eat. But my wife had made a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, she always makes one for the house mm-hmm. as opposed to going over. You know, so I was all right, though. I was all right. But I didn't even eat over there. But we had a ball, though. And Dallas got the ass whooped, too. And I talked plenty shit. That was my Thanksgiving dinner right there. Dallas getting the ass whooped. But moving on, y'all go ahead, G.
No doubt. So, speaking of Mr. Kmart.
What up, IDS fam? This is Kmart. I'm calling you guys on Thanksgiving night. Shoot, man, hope you guys had a wonderful and blessed one. Hope your turkey was moist and your sides were great. B, hey, your skin's finally scored, man. Shoot, hey, I need y'all to pull this one out, man. I got money riding on y'all, man. Come on. I need y'all to do this for your boy. But also, hey, I'm gonna need you to play our favorite song because that team from Texas got smacked. So you already know where I'm going with this one, man. So, hey, do your boy a favor and play it. So, anyway, y'all be easy. Later.
All yes. right.
Well,
yeah.
Just talked about that.
Yeah.
Shit, that was my turkey right there.
Right.
I was so, and you know what? I think that was the reason why I didn't eat. Because
you were watching football and gentlemen.
And there were a few Dallas fans there, you know, and they were just. I had, you know me, you know. I'm a Redskin fan, so I don't really get a chance to talk crap that often.
Right.
So when it happens like that. Oh, Lord. And you know what's funny, though? When we lost after that, oh, man, I got, well, her family texted my wife. You know, they were like, where's your husband? He was talking all that trash. She was like, boo, I didn't even respond. I'm like, that's my baby. That she was like, because y'all would have been going back and forth.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff. I was like,
Was it last week or the week before where there were, like, it was an Eagles game and a Dallas game happening at the same time?
It's a possibility.
And it's like, you just have those moments where you're like, oh, gosh, Like, you want both of them to lose, but you want somebody else to lose more than the other person.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And, of course, I think both of them end up winning. But,
right, yeah.
You know, whatever.
It's what it is.
Like it is, I said, what it is.
You know, there's always next year for us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, can they not be broke up?
Well, anyway.
He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Right, right.
Let me give Kmart his early Christmas present.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Boys. Yeah. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. We don't. Hold on. We don't. Hold on, hold on, hold on. We making. Hold on. Hold on.
It always feels good, even though I have no right to play it this year.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, well.
That was a request, though, so.
I understand. Know. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Painful, painful, painful. But like I said, I'm going to hold all conversations for a few more weeks. So the NFC East... New Year's party. I mean, Super Bowl party is starting to take form. So this year it's going to be held in New York at the Giants' house.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're next up to bat. So we're gonna bring the beer this year.
We're still playing.
Huh?
We're still playing.
Yeah. Oh. Today.
Oh right. Okay.
Yeah. So the Giants. Yeah, the Giants are going to be hosting the Super Bowl watch party. Okay. Redskins, we've decided that we're going to bring the beer. Looks as though Dallas will be probably bringing pizza or wings. And
sounds so sad.
Right.
And we'll leave it there. We'll talk to the.
We'll see who else is going to RSVP.
We'll talk to the the Pigeons of Philadelphia and see what. What and if they're going to bring?
Oh, we already know they're on the list.
Well, we don't know. I said what and if.
Oh, okay.
Or if and what, I should say. So, yeah, that was that.
Okay.
And you know what else? We'll see how many Redskin fans jump ship this year. It just seems like every year more and more.
Yeah, that's whack.
Let you know,
but you know, that's.
I'm just going to let you know I bought a bungee cord just for safekeeping.
No.
I bought a bungee cord just for safekeeping.
I'm going down. That's not.
Yeah, I was
going
to say him too. He talking smack.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, disappointed smack, but just smack nonetheless.
Somebody's got to lose. Mm-hmm. Whether you lose like a man. That's the
one counts. Mm-hmm. All I ever wanted was.
Oh, God.
All you ever wanted.
But you know what I think, though? I think myself, when it comes to the Redskins, we haven't had a franchise that really, you know, dominated. Lately, like in the last 3, 4, 5, 7 years.
Damn.
I think when it starts to happen, I think we're going to have a reign, though, maybe. For about 3 or 4 years. That's too many years. Maybe about 2 or 3 years straight. When it happens. May not be in my life. May not be in my lifetime. But, you know, I'm just enthusiastic.
I just hope they stop getting hurt.
All right, so enough of that talk. So today's topic question. I have a couple, actually, that I actually wanted to get in by now. I'm going to go with this one. The question is simple, but I guess after you give it a minute of thought, it kind of makes you go a little bit deeper. Would you rather give, and we're talking about in relationships, would you rather give the same person 20 chances or go through 20 different people.
That almost could be like a dating sex question for real. I'd rather give 20 different people, because I'm going to learn from each experience versus the same person 20 times. Because I'm like, you know, when you have the same person, they keep doing the same shit over and over again. You know, as they say that, you know, doing the same thing over and over again is the definition of insanity. Or, you know, you get fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you just can't fool me again. You know what I mean? So I don't know. So I think I would rather just do 20 different people. So if it's, you know, I would assume it's a different thing every time, I would assume. But
that's the, yeah, that's another thing I was going
to say. So that way, maybe, you know, I would learn, you know, whatever, and get something out of it versus being with some, with the same person and they just kick me 20 different times.
Just like Queen said, it depends on what it is. Now, if you cheated on me once, all right, I may give you another chance depending on what it was I did. If I neglected you, or maybe I cheated on you and you cheated on me and now we're even, I may give you another chance. But it depends. Now, if you cheated on me and I didn't cheat on you, I may give you another chance then. But if you did it again, nah, I'm not just going to keep on giving you another chance. You know, then it's time to move on. Like you said, it depends on what it was. But the 20 time thing, if it's something minor, I mean, really, what else can be minor than that? I don't know.
It's up to the individual.
Yeah, it depends. Like I said, it depends on what the issue was. You know, whether I should take you back or let you go. I don't know.
I'm curious to hear what your.
That's a hard one.
I mean, it's easy for me.
I mean, it depends on what it is, the issue.
I don't give a goddamn. 20 times with this one person? Red flags. Boop, boop, boop. 20 people, you get one. But at least I would have, you know, gone out.
Experienced emotion.
Yeah, but anyway, sorry.
As long as you protect yourself.
Somebody said you doing again, it to
I think
everybody.
The level of...
shit,
I think the level of the offenses would definitely come into play. Again, I mean, pretty much like what Doc said. If it's just stuff that's just reprehensible, you know, like I'm not going to definitely, you know, like Doc said, cheating, that's not going to be a reoccurring thing.
Like leaving the toilet seat up 18, 19 times.
I mean, but that's not like.
But that's what I'm saying. It depends. There are levels to the 20 things. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't even think that's. Unless maybe by the second one I fell in.
Okay. Well, tell me something. Within the 1 to 20 range, I mean, how many things in a relationship can there be? Other than cheating, which I'm thinking is number one. Or maybe not telling me that you have kids. Well, I think that will go at number one.
I'm like,
I don't know. I'm just saying these are the
Sure. I don't know, but see, to me that would be like, you know, again,
a deal breaker. That's it. You didn't tell me.
Right.
That.
Certain things are, you know, like you said, cheating and you have kids.
Full disclosure.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, that's a lie on, you know, or something similar to a lie on top of a lie on top of a, you disrespected me on top of a, you know, maybe another lie, you disrespected me. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, with the toilet seat, you know, you leave it up once, it's like, okay, I'm going to put it down. Twice, I'm going to put it down. Third time, I might fall in. now steam is coming out my ears.
Right, you're not hearing me telling you to put the toilet. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because if you're one of those people that get up and pee in the middle of the night, you know, you halfway awake, you kind of, you know, don't even necessarily want to turn the light on kind of person. And then you falling in the toilet, you know, come on, man.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
Right.
And if, you know, so that, but still, I was still stand by my first.
Go 20 people, huh?
Just saying.
But then again, I guess it depends on how much you really like that person too, though. No.
Not for me, no. I mean, because, you know, at the point you're, you know, if I'm supposed to be in a relationship with you, you know, at a certain point, I'm like, you're disrespectful.
And you got to
adapt. And you don't give a shit.
Right, right.
It's not even adapting. It's like, you don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the 20 offenses could be the same 20 things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I don't know. If it's the same thing, I'm going to give you maybe three. If it's the same thing, see, that's another thing now. If it's the same thing, like I say, once again, given what it is, I may give you three. Not to cheating, though. Well, yeah. No. Cheating, you get two. Cheating, you get one cheating, and then the next cheating, I'm gone.
They got a menu.
Right. What in the world?
Right, if you got special sauce.
But one cheat and four toilets he left out equals two cheats.
Exactly, right. And if you park in my space,
what in the world?
Cheating twice, and then you lied to me about something, that's it. It depends.
So you didn't even get to 20.
You got to add up credits.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't even get to 20.
Well, yeah. But the first two, the cheating, those were heavy offenses.
So two is equal like to 10?
Two cheatings, one toilet seat. I mean, come on. Two cheatings, one toilet seat, and parking in my spot. That's a federal offense. You know what I'm saying? The police will.
See, that's four. Four offenses.
Well, I you know,
unless
what,
you double
you're
up.
Not going to really get to 20. I don't give a fuck what you do.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I mean, just to skip the 20 people, just to skip the one person because of one offense.
That's all I'm saying.
So after one offense, you gonna skip to somebody else?
That wasn't the question.
Oh.
Well, for the 20, yes. Because I don't know you like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what if I was putting it on you real, real good, and when I left at the end of the night, you were like,
man, trust me, you aren't the only one with good. There's like a million other people out here.
That's what you say.
No, that's what I say. For one man that thinks he has good dick and one woman that thinks she has good.
I'm not
good
saying,
pussy.
But I'm
it's
saying
400 million other people out there that got the same thing.
Yeah, they got something else too. What I'm saying is, if he put it on you good, he did not a major offense, maybe a little minor offense. But he put it on you good, real good, right? And you wake up the next morning, you're like, damn. Okay, I'm going to give him one more chance, but he bet not do that again.
But I might give him one more chance, but he might be in a different...
All right, then, well, see, you didn't go into another person.
Listen, he may be in a different category. So then I'm going to move on to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be a give you one more chance so we can date and get to know each other. I'm going to put you in another category where we're not going to get to date. And as Diego calls it, you're going to be a freezer dude.
But he still can get it, though.
You're going to be a freezer dude. That's different. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, you wouldn't even be like relationship material to me. You know what I'm saying?
But he can still get it.
Or I can still get it.
Oh, you can still. Oh.
Let me ask y'all that. I mean, I kind of want to throw another little mini topic out here, being that we're near the end of the year. We got a whole bunch of stuff we never got to. But there's a phenomenon that I'm noticing lately that I'm having a conversation with friends and stuff. And I guess it's only sort of right that it kind of heads this way with technology being what it is. But in terms of like relationships and courting and stuff like that, do text messages carry the same weight as conversation and face-to-face?
Is it a new relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the only reason why I say that, because I'm the queen of text messages, as I've said on numerous times, numerous shows, I am not a fan of talking on the phone. But I know in order to get to know someone, you have to talk on the phone, because you have to get to know them and you have to know, you know, what's up. So, yeah. You got to talk on the phone.
Yeah. Well, see, it's hard for me to say. I've been fucking married for, I think, almost 18, 20 years now. But even if I went into a new relationship, I would rather talk to you face to face to get to know you first before we start doing that little text. And then again, it depends on what the subject is. You know, if it's, you know, you want to come over tonight, boom, boom, no, boom, yes, yes. But if it's something serious, like, you know, I think we really need to talk about the relationship. That's something we need to do face to face. You know, so, you know, it's different levels to it.
Yeah, I've just heard, and I think what brought this to mind was I've had no less than 4 or 5 conversations with people brought up the same thing. That their mate, guy or girl, holds on to text messaging as doing their part in terms of communication in a relationship. And, you know, the other people are like, you know, damn, you know, when am I going to see you? When am I going to blah, blah, blah? It's like, well, shit, you know. I'm the only one that reaches out. I'm the only one that communicates. I was like, you sent me a couple text messages. Did you communicate? Did you really communicate with me? And so I'm like, maybe is it a paradigm? Is it that it's shifted that I'm not even aware about that the text messages now.
That's it.
Rule supreme.
Yeah. Text message is a lot. Like Doc was saying, it's like, you know, you can either communicate and have a, you know, like a quick conversation and, you know, or a little bit of back and forth, or a text message could be like WYD, you know, or whatever. But I mean, you know, and plus to me, it depends on the person that you're dating and how old they are, you know, because really I think like people that are older want a more of a face-to-face or on the telephone kind of situation, whereas I think younger people, they don't care. They'll text or Snapchat or do whatever, you know, reach out to each other.
I think you hit it on the head in the beginning for me, that I think a difference between an established relationship and one that's trying to get off the ground. One that's established, yeah, little text messages and blah, blah, blah are cute and reassuring and all of that. But for something that's trying to get somewhere, I just don't think it's text messaging is appropriate.
Right.
To be the foothold.
And the only means of communication.
Right.
Because to me, that also says, like, what are you doing in your home life? Are you really, like, in a relationship or married or something?
You could be with another broad texting you another broad. Look, I'll be over there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, what kind of.
Without talking.
Right.
Because, you know, you're on the phone and you got another broad right there. You can't. I don't know.
Yeah. Or another woman is, like, on the right beside you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, and so those are the things you would have to think about when it comes to, you know.
But see, I guess if you are from the technology age and both of you are used to texting, I guess it might not be a problem for you, because you were never brought up in the communication, talking to each other face to face, talking on the phone type of thing.
It's rough.
I guess
it's rough, man.
You know?
Don't
put it on us when you can't stand a relationship.
I liken too much texting to almost like how, remember how back in the day it was almost the rule that, you know, you didn't live with someone before you married them. And now it's almost like, I need to be on the roof with you for
no doubt
a period of time before I can decide, make that decision.
And
I think texting for me is sort of the same thing. I mean, I need to hear you. I need to see you. I need to hear your inflections and blah, blah, blah. Because
see what your face looks like when I
shit,
say
get
this
together,
to you.
And I find out you Trump's number one supporter and shit. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't catch all of that in your little lovey-dovey emojis and shit that you send me all day long.
Right. you know, also too, like I've had a friend ask me what's a good first date, because he was like, oh, I was thinking of taking somebody out for like drinks and going to the movies. I'm like, no, the movies is not a good first date. You go to the movies, you can't talk to somebody in the movies. How's that a good first date? You can't get to know the person,
right?
And see, you know, if you're even interested in a second date, if you're sitting in a dark theater in silence watching a movie,
right,
it's not a good idea.
Yeah, so find out what they like to eat or where they like to go, or even if you don't like to go there, just go ahead and roll with it. You know, it might be something that you like to do. You know, then get a good conversation going. Then maybe find out what kind of movies they want to watch. The movie that you pick might not be the type of movie they want or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Movies probably wouldn't even be in my first.
Don't go to the movies on the first date. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
and get to and call somebody. So
no doubt. So Queen,
can I remember the information?
It's quiz time.
Right.
In case we're able to get one more in before the new year.
Hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com. Go to Facebook, because a lot of times we communicate over there. We can let you know, hey, we're not taping, we're taping. We posted a new show. If you haven't followed us on Facebook, you know, please feel free to do so. And voicemail 202-750-1437. We like to hear your voice too.
There you go.
Hey, Doc and Queen.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What you got?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, dog?
Ain't too much, Sean. What's up with you?
Hey, Merry Christmas, man.
Man, Happy New Year,
Yeah. What's up with Black in there, man?
It's Christmas, y'all.
Chilling, man, you know?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? You got half on the Henny, man? You know it's Christmas time. We need that eggnog. Get it right.
Cracking now, huh?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Little Rosé with it?
Little Rosé? No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Let's go.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas time, let's all celebrate. Show love to ones you appreciate. Family is calling for love in here. Let's pay respect to those that ain't here. Homies meet up at the corner store. Time to break bread, what you waiting for? Kids are all happy and jumping around. You know what's going down in the south side of town.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas time, let's party up in your home.
It's Christmas.
It's time to get it in, people, you know that it's all good.
It's Christmas.
Let's celebrate everybody who's far and near.
It's Christmas.
A very merry Christmas to you and happy New Year.
All right. A little something to get in the Christmas spirit. Well, you know, it's funny. Usually this would be the time where we would be on our holiday break.
Grandma.
Get ready to do the New Year thing. But sort of had a break, so here we are. Anyway, in regular fashion. Doctor?
Yes, sir. Two fingers to my Redskins, man. I know we had a bad season, man. Y'all did the best y'all could. Well, what you had. So, man, you know, I'm proud of y'all, man. Y'all did what you could. You got to work with what you had. You got to, what you say, play with the hand you're dealt. One finger to Donald Trump, who's been fucking up ever since he's been there. Every fucking day, he tweets dumbass shit and it just does stupid shit. And my wife gets mad. I don't know why. You know, she acts like when he does something stupid, it's new. It's not. Come on, baby. That's what he does. So, I think that's it for me.
Queen.
Let's see. One finger. I'm going to save that. Let me go back. Two fingers to the birthday people, Murph, my homie, and my cuzzo. And on Monday, shout out to Drew Baby. Happy birthday to you, girl.
Happy birthday,
I miss you. Love you.
Baby.
One finger.
I was over the house the other day.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Nice.
Aww.
It's gonna make you cry. Don't go.
Oh,
I mean, go, but don't.
Because it's all like it's family-ish and
it's
stuff.
To see where Drew baby is.
She's all family-ish.
I sent her a text the next morning. I ain't gonna lie. I shed a couple of tears of joy.
Oh, I love that.
It was beautiful. I mean, just knowing what we know, mm-hmm. where things were, and I mean.
Well, shout out to her and
Drew
KGB.
Baby got it so good. Now she. Smashing up brand new cars like in every 2 weeks.
Oh, you know what?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Put a business out there, but
calm down.
All right. Got it like that.
Okay. Well, baby. Yeah. Shout out to Drew Baby and KGB.
Yes.
One finger. Let me see.
One little finger.
I should say yes.
I'm just a little girl.
I know, me too. One finger to people not knowing how to drive in the DMV, causing accidents, spin outs, and all kinds of shit where there really wasn't snow, but it was a little baby bit of snow. And I'm like, wait a minute, listening to the news, and they're like, oh yeah, it was a whole bunch of spin outs and it was accidents. And I'm like, wait, what? I mean, and then, of course, you know, once the sun goes down, it gets a little cooler and colder and ice. One finger to y'all folks that don't know how to drive, and when you know you don't know how to drive, you need to keep your ass in the house.
How about that? That's another thing. Most people that don't know how to drive want to speed.
Yeah,
and
then that too.
They weaving across the medium a little bit. I mean,
yeah,
come
that
on
too.
Now, if you want to speed, do your thing, but stay in the fucking lane,
right?
Man,
yeah, and one finger to the people that cut you off and don't recognize that the weather isn't as great as it should be.
How about that?
Cause I had a really big truck like almost try to kill me and cut me off.
That wasn't me.
No, that wasn't you. Wait, was it you? No, it wasn't you. No, it wasn't you.
I was on that day.
No, it wasn't you. But it was just like, does the truck not see I'm in this lane? And it really was like I was right here, and the truck was like, I'm coming over. I'm like, the weather. Okay, you can't do both.
I got another one finger. One finger, motherfuckers, use your turn signals. If you're changing lanes, get ready to turn and do whatever. Use your turn. Don't just stop at the goddamn corner and then decide you want to turn, motherfucker. You knew that shit before you got to that corner, man. Put your turn signal on. That's why the back of your car all fucked up and damaged.
Oops, sorry, my one finger just
went. You know, man.
Sorry. Yeah,
you
I just
a whole bunch of
I'm
stuff.
Sorry. Go ahead.
What?
Anyway, Big B.
Two fingers to the people that do not, that won't let you fail. Got your back, make sure you're good, all that good shit. So, two fingers to those people. One finger, and I can do this because I'm a family member. One finger to the illustrious, wonderful, glorious Washington Redskins. Way to quit, you fucks.
Oh, that's real.
Injury is injury. I understand that. But last time I checked, you still picking up a paycheck for putting on that uniform and getting out there. And it's one thing just to be outplayed, but it's another thing to just quit. And that's what y'all did.
Word.
So, yeah.
See, we can recognize.
I was actually hoping that on this wonderful holiday season, you were not going to use your one finger, because I was going to borrow it to give them two one fingers.
One's enough, because that means something, for real. From coming from you, that means something. So, one's good.
Yes. So, that one, yeah. We got to get out of here.
Stay tuned to our Facebook page. Like I said, if you haven't followed us, please follow us there, so we'll let you know when new shows are posted. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas,
so
happy Kwanzaa,
happy
Hanukkah.
Back in the studio again. Alright.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Well, we gotta get out of here.
Everyone.
But I'm doing what I wanna do. So
groove with me if you can. You just happy to be
oh,
back.
You know what? I got one shout out we forgot on the people that show love and blah blah blah. Big brother Nolan Simon.
Oh yes.
Long Fingers.
Yes.
Long Fingers always
And Miss Davis.
And Miss thank you.
Sorry. My bad. Thank you for bringing it back.
It's all coming back to me.
Miss Davis. I had the emoji hands like,
no doubt. So definitely appreciate you. We're going to do our best to get one more in before year's end. Just to close the year out properly. And, you know, we really do thank you guys for the phone calls. Kmart BTG. Just to, you know, checking on us, make sure everything was good. It was just not so. But we're here, we're in one piece. We're good. We're gonna make it. So we'll see you soon. I don't want to say next week, but we'll see you soon. Not sure. But we're gonna do what we can do. All right. But as always, in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, God damn it. All of you out.
As requested by Doc.